Back on the On Deck Show from Purdue Stadium, I'm now joined by development coach Casey Buckley. Casey, we'll start with this as the development coach of this team. If you could just kind of explain to our listeners what your role entails with the team and maybe some of the areas you expertise in.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the team, it's a role that kind of encompasses a lot, kind of bridging the gap between the analytics to the on-field, how you can kind of translate that information to these guys, to ultimately get them better. So, you know, along with that, I handle the catchers here. So super lucky to work with these guys and all the work they put in. So catching, on-field stuff, BP, all the good stuff, along with, bridging the gap between analytics to player development.
It seems like you do a lot, or you handle just about everything. And to have a role where you're kind of the jack of all trades, you get to deal with the analytics, which is a big part of this game. Now, it has to be a pretty fulfilling role that you're that involved with everything that goes around.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a role that, you know, kind of have your hands placed in a lot of different pots, which is awesome. Got some exposure on that last year, so that's ultimately made me a lot better, and it's helped me grow as a coach to help these guys out.
Now, last year you worked in Aberdeen. At that level, you kind of get some more polished players, but overall it's not too much different between this level. But when you come down here, it feels like you deal with a lot more raw talent, and it seems like that's been the case with this team, and it's been exciting to see how they've come along this year.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think at that high level, it's like you said, they think about the game a little differently. They're a little farther up in their career, not by much, so that's great. So there's a lot of teaching at this level, which is what it's all about, dealing with the raw talent, it creates good projects for us and, to ultimately get these guys to advance up to that high level.
Now, one of the most gratifying things as a coach, especially at this level, is to see guys get better. And after the rough month of April you had, you went 5-18, you guys actually hold the best record in the league for the month of May. So to see these guys come along as quickly as they have, really in less than 2 months, has to be a pretty exciting thing for you guys.
Yeah, and I think, that first month is a lot about kind of getting your feet underneath yourself and kind of learning how the game goes, how the schedule, the routine. So that first month was really more about creating good routines with these guys, and you can kind of see it now, it's coming, that work's coming to fruition with all their work and what they've put into this game. So it's been awesome.
We're talking with development coach Casey Buckley. I do want to focus on the catchers part of this, because there's four catchers on the roster right now, and it seems like they're four very talented players. So first and foremost, what's it been like working with all four of them collectively?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. They're first and foremost, they're great human beings. They're great kids. They like to work. So that makes my job even, so much easier. So, you have a lot of kids from different backgrounds, so getting to know their background and what they've been through has been awesome. Very talented, raw at the same time. There's a lot of room for improvement, but these guys have been a blast to work with.
You put a lot in work defensively with them, but what are maybe some areas in particular you maybe try and focus on with them that you want to see them grow? Because it seems like they've all gotten better, well-rounded with their catching game.
Sure, yeah. I think, you have your skill, you have your performance on the field, but you also have the mental side of the game. So it's being the catcher, you're involved with every player or every pitch, every pitcher. So learning each pitcher, learning their arsenal, their tendencies, what they like to do, what they don't like to do, is an area that it's kind of been that slow build up for these catchers, just to mature and kind of think about the game in a little bit of a different lens than solely performance.
When you look at a catcher, you talked about it a little bit there, there's so much that goes into on the defensive side. You talk with the pitchers, you got to learn about them, and it almost feels like you're playing a different sport at times. You're just trying to learn a different kind of game when you put the offensive to the side, when you learn that defensive part. But at the same time, this has been a really good offensive group this season. So to see them thrive on that side of the ball has to be very satisfying for you.
Oh, man, yeah, you're right. It's almost like a cherry on top if they can, if they can swing the bat pretty well. And we have four guys that do that, which we're, super lucky. So, like you said, we have talented players who can get it done on both sides of the ball.
And to wrap up, I talked with Yasmeel Boussé last week, and he gave a lot of credit to you for his defensive development this year. And he seems like he's the guy that's really come a long way from where he started defensively to what he's doing right now. So how would you say the way he's developed defensively specifically?
Yeah, I think, you first start out with the maturity of the kid, and Boussé has been a guy who's come to work every single day, taking things upon himself. So to see him grow in that side has been awesome, and that's his performance on field just kind of a byproduct of that, in my opinion. So he's come a long way. He'll be the first to tell you that it's not, you know, he's not where he wants to be, so we're going to continue pushing that, but the progress he's made has been unbelievable.
Casey, we really appreciate the time. Really good stuff, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Development coach Casey Buckley. We're back with First Pitch and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.